In Skagit County, Alfredo Juarez says field workers faced unhealthy air quality last week. There was a lot of smoke. We got an alert that everyone should stay indoors because the smoke is not good to be breathing. Workers were outside and there were no masks. It was a bad day. Juarez, a farm worker and organizer with Community to Community, was in Olympia weeks ago. Along with others, he asked Washington Governor Jay Inslee to declare a climate emergency, but the state has no plans to do it. Farm workers in Chelan and Okanagan say wildfire smoke impacts them greatly, according to the non-profit organization CAFE, which provides services to vulnerable communities in Wenatchee. CAFE's Gabriela Delgado is an outreach specialist. Delgado says it's difficult to ensure employers comply with the emergency regulations, which require training programs, air monitoring, and emergency response planning. Employers also must provide masks. I think it's 50-50. It depends on the company, whether they protect their workers. The Department of Labor and Industries Agricultural Regulatory Compliance Unit does inspections to ensure that employers follow the rules. Unit leader Steve Junker was unable to provide the number of infractions reading, but says they aim to step in when employers aren't following the rules.
The employer has to provide masks, and if they're not, they can contact us even anonymously. I'll try to get somebody there that day to make sure that the workers have at least the protections that our rule requires.
While the emergency rules expire, labor and industry have been discussing permanent heat and wildfire protection rules that will apply in the state. I'm Johanna Bejarano.